welcome to Campaigns of the Plains. We are back with our Monster of the Week Season 2 series. Thank you for joining us once again. Before we dive into tonight's episode, make sure that you do your social media ritual and follow all these links below. And make sure that you subscribe and follow us on your favorite platform, whether that's YouTube or on any of our podcasts that we have out there, like Apple, Amazon, Google, etc. And so, without further ado, let's dive back in. Quick recap of last week's episode. Our team had traveled to Minneapolis to find out more about the fate of Dawn's father and to figure out a series of mysterious disappearances that had been taking place in the area. They, through sleuthing in the local police precinct and through investigating the crime scenes and a little help from magic, were able to pinpoint the location of the hag's hideout, who had been hunting down Dawn after narrowly avoiding an attack from one of these hags. The team resolved to set up camp nearby the hag's location to try and investigate the hags and find the best way in and eliminate the threat. Meanwhile, Jason and Danica went on a little trip to Los Angeles and then back to Radio Shack. And that's where we leave off. First, let's look at the then. So we find ourselves in pitch black. There is no light whatsoever. And you hear a voice in the dark. What? What? And you hear scratching and frantically, like, pounding on some hard surface. And it gets louder, like someone's punching something. And we start seeing little cracks, like, beam through. And the inside of this coffin is starting to be illuminating as the figure fights his way out of this tomb. And finally, one last shove pushes the lid open with dirt scattering everywhere as he sits up in this hole where he had been half buried. It just started pouring the dirt in, and he looks around frantically, and we can't see his face, but we see the side of his face, and there's these dark webs, blackish purple veins crisscrossing his cheeks and his ear, and he has this dark curly hair, and he starts clawing and climbing out of this hole and shakily stands to his feet. And there are two workers there who are filling in this hole, who just stare in disbelief as a dead man rises from his grave. And one of them says, hey guy, are you okay? And the man looks up at him with his green eyes. And the voice of his father rings in his head. You've no witness. Reaches down. Fast forward to the now. We see the cluttered office, a basement of a government building. David Fox sits behind a desk piled in paperwork, and he has just picked up the phone receiver, and he dials in the number and says, hello? Yes, sir, it's me, Fox. Grayson is alive. He pauses. Mr. Foxglove, I think it would be best if you let me try to apprehend. Yes, I understand. He hangs up and he stares at the phone and considers it. Finally, he steals his resolve and picks it up once again and dials a new number. There's a couple of rings. And then it picks up and we hear a man's voice say, hello? Hello? Fox doesn't answer right away. But finally, he responds, this is Agent Fox. I know where Gray is. I'll give you his location, but I need your word that I will get the chance to. And switch scenes to this office room where there's just rows and rows and rows of desks with typewriters and computers on top of them, and rows of people in suits and skirts typing away, writing, taking memos, making phone calls. And we zoom in on man on his phone with black webbing scarring the side of his face. He says, "Yes, of course, Agent Fox. Yes, and may I say, I look forward to our mutual benefit." He hangs up the phone and he presses a button on his intercom. "Excuse me, Mr. Noir. I have a lead on Hummingbird. I'll prepare a file for you." Mr. Noir answers from the other side. "Thank you, Mr. Kara. I'll be by shortly to collect the file, and I will inform Mrs. Black. Thank you. Done well." It's up. And we see as this Mr. Bakara begins to pack his briefcase with a few items. He opens the drawer and grabs his gun and tucks it into a pocket in the side of his suit jacket. He stands up and walks away, and as he does, we see on his desk a picture. In it, there are three figures. Stern-looking man, a happy, smiling brunette with scrappy hair to her, and a little girl with hair almost as big as her whole entire body, wearing a KISS t-shirt. It's a little baggy. And we're back in the northeastern side of Minneapolis. The woods surround band, containing our heroes, and the sound of claws are raking all over. Gray, you are outside the band as you see these luminous eyes peer over the top of it. What are you doing?
So, well, this is what was, like, banging on the van, right?
Yes. You heard some scratching and something skitter up the side of it, and now there are these eyes staring down at you from a pale face.
I guess I'm going to shoot, then.
Okay, go ahead and kick some ass.
And I don't. Oh, wait, hold on. Eight.
Eight. So that means it will inflict harm on each other. So, you shoot at it and you wing it in its shoulder, and it screeches out this horrible banshee wail, and it's going to reach out with this exaggerated long arm and claw at you. And you're going to take three harm.
Ouch.
Hey. Dawn and Cypher, you're inside the van and hear Gray open fire and the scratching of claws against the middle of the van. What are you two doing?
I'm going to whip out the pager. It's my weapon.
The creature is it like on the opposite side of where we are?
The creature that you see Gray firing at is on top of the roof of the van.
Okay. And Gray's next to the van?
Yeah, he's next to the window next to you.
Can I get in back and open the side door and try to get Gray in? Because technically the van is protected from them, so if we're inside the van, we're safe.
Yeah. I'm going to say, go ahead and roll Act Under Pressure.
What do you add to that?
You're cool.
Oh, shit. Six. Oh, unless I can roll, I can't remember. I think I might be able to roll something different for that. Let me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's.
I don't remember. I don't think that's one of them where I can roll. I think there's another one I can roll weird with that, but. So six.
Okay. So six, that is a failure. As you open the door. Step out to reach for Gray and grab at him. That exposes you to danger. The creature is going to reach out and it is going to grab you by the scruff of your the neck of your clothes. It has you now. Cypher, what are you doing?
Is it trying to pull her out of the van?
Yeah, so Dawn is like halfway out of the van right now.
I want to pull her back in.
Okay.
Tug of war?
I think that's a protect someone.
Ooh. It'd be tough.
Protect someone. Six.
Oh no. So as you are grabbing onto Dawn's ankles, you get yanked out of the van yourself, and you are now all outside of the van and exposed to danger. And you start to hear these hags as they hear these scratching and chittering all around you in the woods.
Excalibur's there. He was told to protect everybody.
It's true. Excalibur is there.
Oh, okay. Why don't you roll for Excalibur to attack the hag?
11.
Okay.
Excalibur does 3 damage.
All right. And you also get an extra effect.
Yes.
You either take 1 forward or give 1 forward to another hunter. Inflict terrible harm, suffer less harm, or you force them where you want.
Force Excalibur would force the hag where he wants them, which is away from these people because he was told to protect.
Awesome. So as the hag is reaching down and yanking both of them out of the van, Excalibur leaps forward and pierces the hag through the other shoulder and just keeps on like a missile pushing back on the hag and pushes it off the opposite side of the van. So let's see. Remind me, Gray, how much harm did your bullet do to?
It'd be 2 harm.
2 harm? Okay. As that happens, Cypher and Dawn are free of the hags, but you are outside the vehicle now. Real quick, I'm going to go back to Olivia. Olivia, you are out in the middle of the woods, and this figure appears before you. And you would know Asmodeus's face anywhere after all the hell. And you hear Gray's gun ring out through the forest, and you know that shit is going down right now. And Asmodeus looks over his shoulder and says, "Oh no, dear, we are missing all of the fun." And he is going to reach out and start he squeezes his fist and you start writhing in pain. And he says, "I wouldn't want you to miss out." As he's doing that, an angel plummets down on him with his hammer. Do you want to go ahead and roll for arrows?
Yeah, arrows will come flying in. I'm going to use a luck because I rolled double ones.
Wow.
And I feel like this is a great opportunity to use his first luck point. That's an automatic 12. So I'm going to do my extra effect and I'm going to stun. Hey. So it does 3 harm. Holy.
And so with a thunderous smite, by divine providence itself, Eros comes crashing down on Asmodeus And he looks up at you. And he says, run! And he braces himself for the next attack as Asmodeus is knocked backwards into a tree. And, like, their splinters just go back in all directions. And, like, the tree is, like, cracked in half. And he looks quite dazed that anything would land a blow on him. So you hear the Olivia hears the gunshot. Is she doing anything?
Yeah, she is assessing the situation, realizing she does not have time to fuck around with Asmodeus, and she's going to cast some magic to get her back to the van faster.
Okay.
So she's going to try and do something beyond limits.
Okay.
That is only 11. So it just works.
Okay.
Without any.
You want to describe how you get back to the van faster?
Like the Flash, basically. Just like she touches herself and she's just like zooming. Like everything's just whizzing by her as she's running through, and her hair's just going like a mile, like 100 miles an hour, and whipping around. And she, like, I don't know how far she'd get, if she'd get within sight of the van or not.
And in very short time, you do get back to the van, and you see it is now surrounded by these shadowy shapes that are starting to encircle the van. With that, the other two do not know that the group is being attacked. Someone uses their turn to notify them, they are currently out of battle. So, Gray, we are back to you.
Okay, so after Excalibur swooped in with that, Where are we positioned right now? Like, are we all outside the van still right now?
Yeah, so the hag pulled Cypher and Dawn outside of the van in its attack. And so you are all outside the van.
Okay, so I guess I don't know how far he was able to fling that, but I'm going to jump back in now that the door has been opened to the side here. And I guess, I don't know, whoever I can grab first, I'll try and help inside.
Okay. That's why protect someone then.
Yeah. I'm assuming Dawn, because I think she's right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be 10.
Okay. So you pull her inside and you choose an extra. You can either suffer little harm, which you are in the confines of a protected area, so that doesn't apply. All impending danger is now focused on you. You inflict harm on the enemy, or you hold the enemy back.
I'd say, I guess I don't know how I would from in here yet, but I'd go with hold the enemy back and tell Cypher to hurry back on in here.
If you'll allow me to,
yeah,
say that the way you hold the enemy back is you hold Dawn in, and then with your other hand, you whip out your gun again, and you start firing into the ceiling of the van, and you hear a squeal as the hag leaps off the vehicle and back into the woods.
Perfect.
With that, Dawn, what are you doing?
Pulling Cypher in if I can, if you haven't gotten in yet.
Nope.
And shutting the door.
Okay.
Excalibur will appear.
That's probably a protect someone too. So.
That's 12.
Well, okay. You choose an extra as well. Suffer a little harm, and impending danger is now focused on you. You inflict harm on the enemy, or you hold the enemy back.
Can I inflict harm on the enemy?
Yeah.
How we would do that.
Yeah, how are you?
Shoot it in the butt while it's running away?
Right.
You could probably shoot it. if you would. If
with
you
the gun? Or like.
Yeah, I'll sure. allow that.
Sure.
Okay. So yeah, you pull in Cypher, and as you do so, you see another hag jumping out of the woods, and you shoot at it and land a couple of shots straight in the chest. How much does your gun do?
I think it's just a one. Oh, two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. With that, Cypher, you've just been yanked inside the van. What are you doing?
Probably laying on the floor panicked. I'll pull up the pager and start messaging, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, you send out a frantic message through the pagers, and Danica and Jason, you start hearing a...
Oh, they're getting out.
As soon as we get back to Radio Shack.
Why did you do that? What kind of idiot takes us away from our group in the middle of the danger zone?
Listen. If you haven't been able to tell already, Cypher's not someone you take into combat.
And leaving him behind is not any safer.
Yes, I was trying to make a safe place, not... Listen, magic is not the way to solve everything.
I know. Guns work too.
That's a great quote.
Listen, Jason, with all due respect, we've been through a lot of shit, and there's not time sometimes to make plans and set up surveillance. Sometimes the enemy is out to get you way faster than you can plan for anything.
Yes, and sitting in the woods. They're out to get us.
Cypher, that one went to me. Can you try again?
Cypher.
Run over.
If he's going to stay with us, he needs to learn how to keep himself safe, or else he's dead. We can't protect him forever.
That's not my goal. My goal is to ease him into something like this, not...
There is no easing into this life, Jason. Take us back. Beep, 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 beep. right now, actually. Right now. What is SOS means help, right?
Oh, my God. And I grab her and fly us back to the van.
Yep. Hopefully.
Hopefully. 11.
Yeah, it works perfectly. You land just outside the van, and you hear a... and a loud screech as the hags have gotten braver once again and are starting to filter out of the woods and heading straight for the van.
Is there any on the van at the moment?
No. You have come, you see that there's some holes in the top of the van and that the side door is open. And everyone's, except for Olivia's, cowering inside.
I'm going to slide open the side door of the van where the gun is. I'm going to hop on the and onto it, and I'm going to swing that bad boy towards the oncoming hags. And we're just going to go.
Okay. kick some ass.
I don't know how much damage this gun does, but...
Yeah, me too.
Nine.
Okay. So that would mean that you inflict harm on each other. The gun starts going as these 50 caliber rounds pop out of it.
You're fine. Hope you guys got your fucking ear plugs in or your earphones on.
Is like taking over. Not built for shit.
Alicia, go ahead and roll me just a single d6.
Two.
So as you start spraying the woods, branches and tree trunks start splintering open, and you aim for a couple of the shadowy figures, and you land hits on two of them, and doing at 5 harm each.
Actually, you. The van's safe. This, point and shoot.
Push
the buttons. Point it at the bad things.
I can do that.
Okay.
So, and as you're doing so, one of them scoops up a giant rock in retaliation and flings it at you. And the ward does not protect against a rock. So it lands on you for 3 points.
Ow.
Too bad this wasn't a transformer. I could have caught it.
Yeah, the transformer could have caught it, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Throw that shit right back.
Yeah. Okay.
So then that's 2 harm because I have armor. Cool. Okay. That's me.
Let's see. So Jason flew you 2 back. She got on the Gatling gun. So Olivia, cycle back to you. What are you doing?
Have I made it back to the van at this point?
Yes, you're back at the van. You see all of this happen. Those two just appear out of nowhere and start firing from a machine gun. Everyone else is inside the van.
Okay. I will... I think I'm just going to scream like a banshee and try and cast magic at the nearest one to me. Not necessarily a damaged one, because I'm sure we can't tell at this point. There's probably way too much chaos going on. Not great. Let's 9, I think, because I have a +1 from the premonition, from the beginning of the mystery, protecting Dawn. I have a +1 from the ongoing, from tuning in. Just 2, but I think it's 9.
Okay.
Just double checking all of my yes. Shit. I think that's all I got.
Okay.
It works imperfectly.
Yep.
But because I'm using magic, I'm going to use a hex.
Okay.
And it just makes it do extra damage.
Okay.
So it does 3 damage to the nearest one. I think.
Okay.
As I'm screaming at it.
Sounds good. You wail at this creature that this looks like it was one that was already injured and it was returning for another assault. And it starts clutching its ears. It doesn't like that. It is going to return the favor. And if Banshee screams at you, I need you to roll Act Under Pressure.
Oh, okay. That's a 10.
All right.
Yes.
You clutch your ears in return as she starts to scream, you shake it off and manage to escape the worst effects of it. With that, we're back up to Ray.
I wanted to run towards the van.
Okay.
As I was doing.
Yes. You run towards the van. Are you going in the van? Or
if I can make it in there, I'll open the door and try and make it in.
Okay. Yes. So you're all huddled in the van. I guess I don't know what Jason is.
Not the van.
Okay. Everyone but Jason is now inside the van. Okay. So, Ray, what are you doing?
Okay. I want to grab a bigger gun and start shooting with that.
Okay.
We definitely have an assault rifle of some kind in here.
Yep.
So... I don't remember how much those did, but I won't go with that.
Okay. I want to say it's 3 harm.
But... Yeah, I think that's... that's 11.
11. That will definitely hit. You get an extra effect, I believe.
Well, probably just, I don't know. I guess I'll just assume less harm.
Okay. So as you inflict damage on this one, it wails and screams, and it is, I think it's going to fire lightning at the van. And so you will take, it electrifies the frame of the van that you're leaning against as you're aiming. You take 2 harm, ignore armor.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. Next it would be Dawn.
I think she'd jump into the driver's seat because we're all in here but Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he doesn't look like he wants to get in.
He got wings, he's fine.
Okay. She's just gonna, they're all like coming out of the clearing towards them.
Yep.
She's just gonna start charging them down.
Yeah, like, okay.
Let's do this.
Oh, Sunday drive.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
shit. Is this even a roll? I don't know.
How much damage does a car do?
I guess kick some ass? Yeah, kick some ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
How tough is Dawn?
I don't know. I almost want to ask her to roll, like, roll kick ass, but use your cool stat instead.
I mean, you can.
Because this is kind of cool.
You could do act under pressure.
Well, kick cool is worse than my top.
Oh, okay.
I still only rolled a 4. Plus you rolled 2. So 6. Oh.
Okay.
But I'm not usually the driver.
No, Olivia's usually the driver.
And so, this is like Forrest.
Okay. She's so, pissed. Yeah, you stare down a Banshee that's in front of the headlights of the van, and you shift it into gear, and you slam on the accelerator, and you go backwards. And you keep going backwards in reverse until you crash it into a tree behind you. And the wheels are ramped up and spinning. I'll say you hit your head on the steering wheel and take 2 harm. Okay. As she does this,
hi, ironic.
You see,
yeah, supposed to be the protection as an officer, did you?
See out of the forest a much taller figure emerge. And hear the other hags start to chant, bear more, bear more, bear more. She hovers over the wreckage of the van, and you can't see her eyes because she has a hood pulled over, but you feel her stare burning into the dog. And you know that she is there. Cypher, what are you doing?
Is this machine gun still operable?
Yeah. As far as you know, Danica is next to the controls, but I'm going to say Danica got thrown when the vehicle went in reverse suddenly. You can jump on the machine gun if you wish.
What did I tell you about yelling seatbelts before we do crazy shit?
Wait, Danica got thrown?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Just remember, handles, buttons.
Button, push the buttons! Pointing at the bad guys.
Danica, honestly.
What? I'm fine.
What?
You got to run. I'm fine.
You're fine?
I'm fine. This is not the first time I have been tossed around in a van.
Oh my.
Giggity.
Wait, can I see the finger? That person?
Or will it be the last?
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm gonna hop on the machine gun.
Okay.
See, go ahead and kick it. I actually put it into like a sturdy base so the machine gun won't flip us over.
Right.
Sturdy.
The last time we did some barrel rolls.
I don't think that was the machine gun's fault.
It was not.
No, but it was fucking cool.
What if it sticks again?
You get an experience, but you begin spraying the trees and just this wooden shrapnel begins to fly everywhere. And you hit a trunk that's so close to you that one of the bullets ricochets and tears into your arm. I'm going to give you
slavery is definitely not going to use guns
again. That's the first time I've ever been harmed, okay? Ever.
We need to get one of those Nintendo light guns and enchant it so it just shoots beams of light.
Oh, that's actually a great idea.
I love it.
Right?
Okay. next, we'll go over to Jason. What do you got?
Seeing that the man has gone back and that Cypher's been visibly hurt, he's not too happy, so he's gonna... This taller lady is in front of the van?
Yes, the other ones are chanting bear more. So you are assuming this lady is bear more, whatever that means.
Mm. Yes, indeed. I'm gonna come out swinging at her.
Okay, swing away.
There's the good ones. That's 8 plus 3 is 11.
Okay. That definitely hits. What's your extra effect? And what is your damage?
Damage is 3. Yeah. Holy. It counts as a weakness for it, if that counts as for anything.
Yeah.
And I am going to force them where I want them, which is away from the van.
Okay. The bear more staggers backward as you slice into her, and she looks up at you, and you see under the hood these like reflective eyes staring back at you. She is going to, going to try and banshee scream at you. So I need you to act under pressure.
That is a 9.
9. You are going to take, -1 ongoing until the end of this fight. Okay, so next we have Danica.
Okay, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna grab my big ass sword and I'm gonna jump out and go towards this Bearmore person that Jason seems to be struggling with or fighting with, and I'm gonna stab it.
Okay. Go ahead and take some ass.
Okay, let's see how this goes. Okay. 13.
13.
So, and I am advanced. So okay. I do 3 damage, and then I also am going to do this precise strike. So I'm gonna roll tough again to see if I do more damage.
Okay.
That's a 7. I inflict one additional harm. So it's 4 harm.
Yeah.
With I mean, assuming that my dad's big sword does the regular harm like Excalibur does.
Okay. So remind me. So
I don't know if we should call you my dad's big sword.
Daddy's sword? Nope.
That's
okay.
Really worse.
Just my big sword. Either way, assuming it does the same damage that Excalibur does, it's 2 base, plus I get a +1 for my ancient fighting arts, because I'm using a sword, and then a +1 from that thing I just did, so 4.
Okay. So.
And then I get advanced.
Yes.
Ooh, let's do this one. This seems like a good idea.
Okay.
Oh, actually, your tactic inflicts double the normal harm.
Okay. So, with a single slash of this seemingly mundane sword, a huge black gash appears in their robe, and you see like this coagulated ooze just seep out of the wound, and it releases a terrible howl into the night as you show this creature no mercy and give it no quarter. Okay, so with that, we're back to Olivia.
Eros is not in the fight, correct?
It's not in the fight.
Okay, just making sure.
You left him with Asmodeus.
Oh, yeah. I am going to, seeing that both, did we see any visual change in Jason after he took the Banshee scream? Like, to signify that he failed?
Yeah, he definitely clapped his ears, and like when he pulled them away, there's like a trickle of blood leaking out of them. He looks like a bit dazed, a little dizzy.
Okay. I'm going to try and jinx this chick.
Okay.
And depending on how well I roll, I can help. Like.
Okay.
Okay. That's a 10, which is what I needed. Uh-huh. Two. I can spend these two on two of these things. I'm going to help a hunter and give them plus one forward. Okay. And can I do that to different hunters? It doesn't limit. Like, it doesn't say like pick one of these.
Okay.
It just says spend your hold to do this.
Okay. Does help a hunter? Is it help a hunter?
Yeah, it says help a hunter. So can I give one to Jason and one to Cypher?
I'm going to interpret that literally as a hunter meaning one.
Right, but I have two holds.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It just says hold two.
Yep.
And you spend your hold to do this.
Spend your hold. Okay. I guess you could, technically, yeah.
Okay, so. I'll do that. So it will negate Jason's minus one, and it'll give Cypher plus one. So anything Cypher does, he gets a plus one to any of us.
Okay, awesome.
That's it.
Okay. We're back up to Ray.
Do we have any nearby us still? Like, we have driven away. You cleaved the shit out of one.
I think that one's still alive, though.
Still alive?
Did you attack the big one?
Yeah, I attacked the big ones.
Yeah, you still see shadows shifting in the forest, and they are now approaching you and all chanting. And this bear moor seems to head the pack of them as they are trying to tighten the circle around your van.
Okay. Did you take the big gun? Yes, you did.
I own the big gun.
Okay. Good.
Oh, good.
Someone needs to be on it.
Shouldn't anything.
Well,
except for myself.
Well, okay, that's fair.
We should get him some armor. That's what we should go to the army surplus store for.
Just some armor. Someplace.
That's not Radio Shack? I think we like to
sell everything else.
Strap a printer to your chest. Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to have to try and... I'm going to try to see... Go take some shots at this... One that we're assuming is Bearmore.
Yeah. Unless they want more Bearmore children.
I'm good.
No, me.
You probably shouldn't do that.
Why? Well, I hate kids.
We need more.
Like, Bearmore. Like, more of my, like, of this essence. That's all I know.
Oh, how old are your kids?
She's like 20.
Oh.
That prime.
Seven.
She's fertile.
Seven.
She's submissive. She's not so submissive as readable.
So your gun does you have the assault rifle, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you tear into her a little bit more, and she definitely looks like you've all caused her some harm. But you can see her patient wanes, and she actually reaches up to a necklace. And she rubs some of these. They look like carved bone beads. And as she does so, you all start to feel like just this pain radiating through your entire body. I need all of you, everyone, to roll and act in the pressure.
Are you wondering what your favorite wacky nerds are up to? Search for Campaigns of the Planes on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, and make sure to follow and like us to keep up with all our content and news. You might also find exclusive content for fans only. Remember to catch us on YouTube every Friday at noon for a new episode of Campaigns of the Planes.
Oh, come on. I can roll sharp instead of cool when I act under pressure.
Apparently. From one of my abilities.
Which is good because I'm better at sharp than I am at cool.
Okay. So if you have over 10, you shake off the pain and continue fighting. Did anyone get a 7 to 9?
I got an 8.
And a 9.
Okay. You take one harm, ignore armor, but you can continue. Did anyone get under a 6 or under? Okay. Sounds good.
Oh, I don't know what Josh's sharp is. Josh will roll when he comes back.
Okay.
It's cool, not sharp.
I don't know what his cool is.
Cool. So, we'll handle Josh's roll when he gets back. It is Dawn's turn.
She is still sitting in the driver's seat. Can she see Bearmore?
Yes.
Biggle Bearmore.
Danica is trying to fend off this creature, but she is bearing down on her and trying to push forward to get to the van, to get to you.
Can she cast magic through glass, I guess is the question. Because I don't think she'd want to get out of the...
Yeah, the window rolled down. Take your hand
Definitely you can cast through glass.
So I think she would just probably... she is going to send a blast out, but she usually does, like, you guys have seen her do, like, fire and lightning before. She is going to, since they're in a forest, summon earth and have, like, branches and vines try to hold on to this hag.
Okay.
And, like, you can use forceful restraining.
I see. Go ahead and roll your magic.
This would be really good. Nine.
So there is a glitch. What? Shoes.
Can I take a harm?
You can. So as you are extending your mind out into the forest to call on the branches of the trees to turn against these hags, these branches reach out like arms, almost like the Wizard of Oz, the angry trees, and they start wrapping their branches around her arms and her form, and she screams in protest, but to no avail as she is held back. What you don't see is that the spell that Olivia had cast on this man earlier, it was only meant for a limited amount of time, and it starts to flicker as you cast the spell, and you didn't see out of the corner of your eyes, but this other hag... Oh my god.
No. Cat life.
Right.
Right.
Fucking cats.
Didn't see out of the corner of your eye that one of these other smaller hags has approached the window and has now busted through the glass and claws at you for 3 harm.
Oh.
You have armor?
I have armor. Emperor. But I'm not looking great now.
Okay. So that is Dawn's turn. You have restrained the creature known as Bearmore. So I will say that until it frees itself, anyone attacking it has plus one. Yeah. Next, we would have Cypher.
Would I be able to shoot it without hitting anybody? Like, is there anyone?
Yeah. What's that?
There's no one close to it. Like,
I mean,
there is Danica. So
and Jason too.
Run the risk.
Don't worry about Jason.
I've been shot before.
You don't want to get
hit. I don't want to get hit by one of those, though. Please don't hit me with the bullets.
Just try real hard not to.
Yeah, just try real hard to avoid me.
Don't hit Dawn.
Don't hit Dawn. Definitely do not.
Or me.
Who's still in the van with me?
Dawn.
And Olivia.
Yeah, Olivia.
It's just those two being weird.
I mean, we are.
You're not nearby, are you?
No, I'm inside.
You are inside?
Yeah.
I'm a physical combat person.
Yeah. Danica and Jason, I think the only ones outside.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to look at you.
Yeah, they're the only two psychopaths.
Do I shoot?
Point and click. It's like a camera.
Just button
it. If you say I can shoot. It's
just like a little lever. You just push the thing. Just go for it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to try and shoot. If you have a plus one.
Let it rip.
I'm going to try and shoot.
Well, she has plus two, really.
You have a plus two for it, yeah.
And one from the spell.
it's seven.
Do you add anything to that?
Seven.
No, it's negative.
Oh.
So,
but you have a plus two. Even with the plus two?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, wow. Well, seven means you attack each other, but this is a huge Gatling gun. It does a lot of harm. Tell me, how do you kill Bearmore?
No. Yes, Cypher with his first kill.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably yelling and screaming, like,
struggling to hold on to this gun.
Terrified of the gun more than the monster.
Is he crying a little too?
Yeah, he probably cried. He just panicked, you know.
It's okay. We all have that our first time. I'm just trying to comfort him.
Oh.
You just empty this Gatling gun into this creature, and it would like writhe and like be pushed back, except it's being pinned in place by these trees, and so you just open it up just like Swiss cheese all over as it just crumbles into pieces, and it starts to like rot and decay and fall into like this, these skeletal remains as it decays away to the point where the trees have nothing to grasp onto anymore, and there's just a pile down there, and you hear all of the smaller hags start to wail and protest at the death of their master. And this is when we see a man walk out of the woods, dressed in all white, but with large blood stains, striking a contrast to his clean suit. And he says very loud, so the next, if you want something done, you gotta do it yourself. And with a snap of his fingers, all the hags next step to the side. They crumple to the ground. And he starts sauntering towards the van. Are any of you trying to do anything?
Can you get us out of here?
Who's that?
Bad.
I can only get two of you out of here.
Take Olivia and Dawn.
Where?
I don't care.
Radio chat.
I look to Olivia and Dawn for and hold out my hands, I guess.
Okay.
Unless we go to the bunker.
Back to LA?
Yeah, back to LA.
Jason's got to go hang out with the bumper.
I'll sneak going back to LA.
So are you trying to fly away with them?
Yeah, I hold my hands out to both Olivia and Dawn. That is a barely a 10.
Okay. Where are you taking them?
I'm taking them to the stone in front of, the bunker, because I don't know how my magic would work trying to fly them into the bunker, just because I know it's just by the room itself, it's too wibbly wobbly for me, so... yeah.
And as you do, they snap up, and the rest of you are left there with this gentleman that continues to saunter forward. Well, now that's a clever trick, but I assure you, I will find what I need. And before he can get any closer to the vehicle, you hear the rev of a motorcycle as it screeches to a halt. And he looks over, and before he can do anything, there is a loud bang of a gun. And he looks down at the bullet hole, which hit him just shy of the heart. And he looks at it and says, that's not supposed to hurt. And, before anyone can react, there is a huge billow of red fog, and he evaporates away. And you see the fog just kind of trail away like a living cloud off into the distance. And those of you there, witnesses, turn and see a figure with... tannish skin, dark curly hair, and a familiar face. It was that Adam guy from the bunker. And he's holding an old revolver. And he looks over at you guys and says, are you okay?
Oh, well, I think we are now.
Well, I've been better.
But three of our party just left. I start paging him. Scott, you can come back.
So yeah, you page them, and as you're doing so, another figure exits woods, and it is Eros, and you can see clutching his stomach, there is a huge gaping wound in him. He currently has the equivalent of 6.
Oh.
Is anyone trying to do anything?
Are you able to heal?
I'm there.
Oh, fuck!
The two healers are gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up to him and try to heal him.
Angel.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your magic.
Jeez, I call those angel powers out.
8.
Okay, it works, but with a glitch.
I'll say it's of short duration. It's healing. Or maybe it's weakened. It's weakened.
Okay. I believe...
It only heals one
harm. Yeah, it only heals one harm. So, I will say this. He will not heal any harm, but he won't see the bleeding stop. He is stabilized for now.
Okay.
He looks around and he's like, where's that Asmodeus?
This guy over here shot him.
And Adam says, yeah, glad I got here just in time. Susie sent me out and, thought y'all could, use some help because, Everest was doing some more research and, he figured you were up against some bad folks.
How did you find us out in the woods?
Look, I've been hunting for a long, long time. Good at tracking.
Thank you. Did we kill all the hags? I think, or Mosius, I guess, did something weird to the rest of them, but...
Yeah. And Adam goes over and inspects the remains of them, and he picks up the bone beads that Bearmore had been wearing. Oh, I think this was the leader of the Northern Coven.
Well, they were calling them Bearmore.
Bearmore?
Yeah.
Shit. It's so weird. Like, the Northern Conclave were good druids. What happened?
I don't know. They're after Dawn, or what Dawn might have inherited. Who knows? Go on the pager. It's clear now. We good. Come back.
Okay. Dawn and Olivia receive messages on your new pager. Oh, and Jason.
Mm. Did you guys go to?
Offer one? We went to Keystone. Back to Keystone.
Pager 17 mile radius.
Call Jason.
There you go.
We land and...
This is my phone, even though this is not how phones... This is how they did phone back in the day.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
I call Jason.
As soon as we land and I aren't... Like, how messed up are you looking right now, Don?
Unstable.
I'm going to touch two fingers to your forehead.
Simba.
Yeah, no, not like that. and I'm going to lay some hands on you.
Ooh, not that kind of girl.
Are they daddy's hands?
Not that kind of boy.
Poppy's hands?
That's a 10, so you heal 2 harm and you're stabilized.
Ooh, nice.
And if you had any diseases, they're gone now.
All right, it's gone to voicemail. His voicemail's so annoying.
He's nervous about that.
It's one of those like fake out ones where it's like, oh hey, how you doing? Just kidding. Not here. Call again.
I hear my phone ringing and I see that I answer and I'm like, yes.
It's safe now. You can come back.
Listen, give me just a second. I'm patching Dawn up a little bit. Just okay. Relax.
That's cool. Oh, that angel guy is here, and he looks really bad.
What angel guy?
The one that...
Well, the one with the hammer?
Yeah, that one. Well, obviously not you. You're here. You're there, but you're the only other angel guy I know. That's not true, actually. I know one more. I haven't seen him in a while.
Okay, we'll be there shortly.
Bye.
Careful. Those long-distance calls lead up in a minute.
But if it's night or weekend, it's fine, right?
I think that was late 90s.
Oh, whatever.
When you had your little call period. You start hatching folks up, just kind of recuperating from everything that just happened. Adam says, well, we should probably get you all to or something. I don't know if I injured Asmodeus well enough to keep him away for long. You all look pretty rough. You're on assignment out here, so not gonna impede on
what
you want to do.
I think we completed the assignment. I feel like we completed.
I'm like digging for a first aid kit right now. So
okay.
I think we. I mean, we were looking for the things that were responsible for the missing Dawns. It was these things. We killed the leader of them, and Asmodeus did something weird with the rest of them. He also said he has to do everything himself, which makes me think that he sent these here, which is confusing to me, because he's always been after Olivia and not Dawn. But either way, I think that we all just need to find a hotel and to heal. And to rest.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go give a report back to Susie.
What did you shoot that guy with? Because we've encountered Asmodeus before, and I would love to be able to make him disappear when he shows up.
Oh, my gun is a one of a kind.
Well, that's not very helpful. Why are you gatekeeping a gun?
Hey, this gun has kept me safe for a lot of time. But, hey, maybe sometime I can show you my gun.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Brown chicken, brown cat.
Maybe you could show me how you made it or something. Danica's just blowing this all over. She's just like, yeah, okay. I don't
know if I should use the word blowing. No.
Danica's just really flustered. Brad, we gotta go and take a nap because Gray looks like he's gonna pass out. Okay. There's a stuffed animal in the back if you want to, in memory of Henry, just...
Why is this in...
What? No, but because
I handed a
that's like, Olivia's a teddy bear
for your arm. Like, if they ever tell you to use a stuffed animal, ignore it.
I was joking. I was joking.
I'm like limping, even though I was hitting the arm. Yeah, what are you doing?
Did you get a knee injury too? Are you alright?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm proud of you. You got your first kill. You killed a big bad guy. You saved our friends.
Yeah, I'm the hero.
You are. You did a great job. You didn't even hit me with that gun. Yeah. I was worried a little bit. But I'm really proud of you. You did a really good job.
Yeah, I'm a good boy.
Yes, you are. And you helped us find this place.
Yeah.
So helpful. We're going to have to get him some armor. Maybe just some like football pads or something.
So, the other three fly back?
We will see.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Gone forever.
Oh. Bad on him.
Those are sixes, so it's a 14. Oh. 15.
You no, all 14. Hear a loud flutter as the three of them return. Now looking a little healthier. Yeah, so you are all back together. Adam climbs back on his bike and wishes you farewell. And takes
off. He even has a motorcycle? So cool.
I have a motorcycle.
So? You're not trying to hit on her.
Dan.
Oh, no.
You're nerdy as fuck. It's cool, but I gauge that we are not interested in the same things.
No.
Well, actually, we are probably interested. Things outwardly,
maybe. Anyway, that dude Adam. In the white suit.
Oh no, that guy. That's Asmodeus.
Okay.
He's a demon.
Like in D&D.
Worse, because he's real. Is Asmodeus depicted in D&D?
Yeah.
How well is he depicted?
The artist could probably use a little help, but.
Not visually, I mean, like, descriptively, like, how is he in personality? This guy's an asshole.
He's a ruler of a layer of hell?
That's right. I mean, I don't know much about Asmodeus, honestly. All I know is that he used to want Olivia. I don't know. It seems like he was doing something behind the scenes with the Banshees, but that was for you, and he's never had anything to do with you.
Is that why you had me take
Olivia? Yeah, Olivia is kind of a battery, a power battery, and he wants to use her for bad things, which is why why I didn't want her here.
Makes sense.
The long, complicated story that I don't even fully get, but I know he's not a good thing to be around. He's powerful. I don't think we could take him in a fight.
Well, then where the hell did he go? Did he just fuck off?
Guy who drove away in the cool, really super, super cool motorcycle shot him with a really special gun that made him disappear. But he said it wasn't permanent. So we should go.
Yeah? Can we get the van out? I mean, it looks kind of jammed.
It's going to require some pushing.
Well, we have to push it real good?
Yeah.
I think that's out by now. But you don't know that reference yet.
No. Matt was saying that, not Olivia.
I'm sure we've
had radio on. It'd be funny if Olivia was saying it. Okay, so you're all trying to get the van unstuck. I'll say because the threat seems to have passed, you take as much time as you need to get it unstuck. Are you trying to find some lodging?
Has anybody been to Minneapolis before? Don, you're from here. You know any good places we could crash?
And also, like, is there Perkins or Denny's?
Are like, we going for breakfast?
We always go for breakfast after we almost die.
You can always find that stuff. That's fine.
I mean, we should eat is what I'm saying, because that's a good way to regain your health and liveliness and all that stuff. I'm hungry is what I'm saying. I'm hungry. I'm always...
Sounds like the equivalent of somebody needing a smoke after they've had sex. Maybe. You need a pancake after you almost die?
Well, I'm hungry. The adrenaline eats up all of the food in my system. All right. Also, I mean, if any hotel with continental breakfast, it is late. I mean, I'm tired, too. I'm fine, too.
I think we need to find some doctors.
Why?
Or medical professionals?
That's dumb. For what? Don's our medical professional.
You might want to take a look at Gray. He's bleeding through that bandage.
That's fine.
I mean, actually, though...
Pancakes do sound great, though. That will really
help. I can... Give me a second. I can call Mama and see if there's any contacts in the area that provides medical assistance.
We do not need to worry about your mother having medical contacts.
Mama has contacts everywhere.
Let's find a hotel. I will continue to patch up what I can, and if I need help, I will find my own. It's fine. We will not go to a hospital.
No, we don't go to hospitals. It's really hard to explain.
You don't go to hospitals anymore either.
Yeah, no, neither one of you.
Neither do you.
It's really hard to explain.
My arm.
Oh, we'll take the bullet out when we get to a hotel. Listen, I've got a good sturdy stick you can bite on while we dig the bullet out.
Oh, it just grazed
her. Oh, did it?
It just grazed him. See,
look. Oh, okay,
there's a chunk missing.
That'll have a good, really good scar.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a really cool scar. Listen.
Yeah.
We don't have to cut my arm off?
No, not yet.
Maybe, but no.
What we're saying is
cyborg
we get really questionable injuries that are really hard to explain to
me. It's just an
example. Yeah. It's just Barrett.
Real hard. So, it's easier to not go to the...
Used to be afraid of guns.
We don't have health insurance anyway.
Do we need health insurance?
No.
When you name on the water side from the gun.
The gun.
So you heal up and bandage your wound and make your way to the hotel. And you pull into the Okie Dokie Inn. And grab how many rooms for the night?
A couple.
Two.
I'll have my own.
At least two.
You don't want to share? You don't want to share?
Jason immediately goes like red.
Oh.
You can crash with the girls if you want.
He just needs to like poop by himself.
We usually have pillow fights.
I get that.
Yeah.
That doesn't interest me. I'm gonna chill with an action flick and a bucket of ice.
Okay, you have fun with your bucket of ice and your action flick. You guys can share, a room. I mean, usually Gray has a room to himself because we won't let him stay with the girls.
Oh, yeah. The best. I can do my business.
So, you break out into your room. You settle down for the night. Are any of you doing anything?
We got the cameras. I want those.
Oh, they were broken.
We can get more. Okay.
There's a Radio Shack right on the corner.
We have infinite money.
Yeah.
An infinite Radio Shack.
Yeah, until we get back to the bunker and my mom is like, what you guys spent how much money on cameras?
They immediately got broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're broken now.
How many cell phones did you buy?
Only one.
Why did you each need individual pagers?
Well, it's really the actually. Mm-hmm.
So.
I feel like we should still, we need to still enchant these pagers so they work more than 2 miles away.
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
And that we can, like...
Maybe that can be what the spooky, the weird sisters do before they go to bed, is start fucking with the pagers.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do some big magic.
Yeah. We could.
Yeah.
And the boys just see a glow coming from under our door. You're chanting. Our pagers go for fucking miles.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could only be within 2 miles.
I looked it up.
That makes sense. I was thinking that there was a distant thing on them.
You want us to actually roll for big magic?
Yeah, if you're going to enchant these to try and improve the technology, say.
I got a 10. 11. I got an 11.
I got a 9.
Well, I can give you...
I got 11 as well.
11.
Okay. We all did get it. Never mind. We're good.
Okay. So, big magic... So, yeah, you all rolled really well. The two 11s, who made it so that, these pagers do have a much farther range. And let's see, for the 9 that was rolled, I feel like I should incorporate some little glitch. And you'll find that out when you use them. I don't know what'll happen, but it'll happen.
We've got magic pagers, yeah. And the boys don't.
Words get swapped around.
Yeah.
Well, we just did ours.
I mean, we were in our room, messing around with.
Like $20 to $60.
What?
Pagers.
Pagers? That's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we could ask the boys if they want their pagers enchanted.
So it's the three girls that have the pagers enchanted?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the other three are not. Okay.
When Jason bamfed me to Radio Shack, he took me back to California, and we appeared in the middle of a circle of National Guard pointing their damn guns at us. So Jason almost got me killed. Very rude.
At least you weren't expelled.
From what? I already dropped out of grad school.
Well, of anything.
Oh. My life was almost expelled from my body.
So you do your magic. You still down for the night. You get a rest in. I want to say you heal like. I think you heal a little bit out.
If you have plenty of time to rest, you heal all harm, it says on the recovery.
Okay. And I'll say that you can sleep in and you get plenty of rest. You reapply bandages in the morning and feel like you're ready to take on the day. Now, Gray. Were you sharing a room with some of the other folks?
I don't know. Was I?
Maybe you and Cypher? Maybe.
All right.
Yeah. The tough boys in the room.
The weird sisters and the tough boys. Oh, I don't know if we should.
And the angel. The weird sisters, the tough boys, and the angel.
Yeah.
Is Christian going to survive?
Oh, fuck. I almost lost that one.
You being who you are in the training and all of that, you wake up before Cypher and you see unexpectedly on the bedside table, you're not even sure how you could have slept through this, but on the side table, there's a black rose and a card. And when you pick up the card, it says... the Rosenschatten organization hasn't been the same without, and that's it.
Somebody snuck in your room. I love how we were like, let's have Cypher bunk with the convict. The criminal.
I have not been convicted.
Okay, let's have Cypher bunk with the international criminal, then. There you go. Safest place to be. right next to the most dangerous person in our party.
Well, I haven't been convicted in this country.
Yeah.
Do you do anything with this information?
I mean, it just says that. There's not, like, any, like...
There's just the black rose and a little note.
I think for now, no.
So you all begin to get ready for the day. And as you're packing up and starting to exit the motel, see parked out opposite of the building a black and it's slick and polished, and standing beside it there are a couple of gentlemen. One you definitely, I think you would recognize both of them. Like, one was Noir and the other was his companion during the drop-off. I believe you picked up his name as Min. And they are standing there watching all of you and waiting.
We could be concerned about that.
No. No, it's fine.
Okay. Are they going to try to, like, apprehend you, you think?
No, we're good.
They start to walk forward. And they are side by side, very stoic, and they are angled and looking in your direction.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, Mr. Grayson, is it?
Like I said, depends on who wants to know.
We must request that you come with us.
Oh. Not really in the mood to be going with you. I'll tell you what, though. How about you tell me here what you want, and we can discuss it further.
What you really want?
We have an old acquaintance of yours that wishes to speak with you.
Oh, you're going to have to narrow that down. I've got a lot of acquaintances.
And Noir says, Hummingbird. And when he says that, your memory takes you back to Cottage. Out in the middle of nowhere. They'd never find you out here. And you're making breakfast. You are making some pancakes. The bacon is in another pan, sizzling. Here are the cartoons on in the other room. Your child giggles at the slapstick jokes, crude humor that only Saturday morning cartoons deliver. And up behind you, someone wraps their arms around your waist as you are humming a song to yourself as you make breakfast. And she whispers in your ear, "Good morning, Hummingbird." And you're brought back to the present moment. Wondering where the hell they heard that name.
What the fuck did you do, Travis?
Should we stab him? You've got that $1,000 stare.
He kind of just has one of those, like, huh. You guys continue getting things ready. I'll be right back.
Hell no.
I'm not going anywhere, just...
You're going with them!
I'm stepping over here. And I'll gesture to these two to take a few steps away from the group.
Yeah. They oblige, and they walk over to the side with you. What do you say to them?
I'll ask the one who said... Hummingbird. Where did you get that name from?
I think you know, mister. There's much to discuss. Feel our facility would be a more secure place to discuss things.
Oh, you are really trying hard to bring me in. It's not going to work. I'll turn myself in when the time is right.
We really would rather you fly. We don't like to have to resort to force.
I don't think you seem to really understand the situation you're in. How many do you have surrounding us right now?
I assure you, it's only us. We are coming to you.
Oh, you cut out.
I assure you, it's just us. Come to you peacefully. Keep in mind, if we have to come back, there will be more of us. And we will not be as cordial.
Oh, man. Damn. I want to, like, do some sort of, like, check on him, but I don't know what to do.
You could try to manipulate him to, if you want something else to happen.
Yeah, what do you want out of this interaction? Start there. What do you want to know? What are you trying to do?
Let's see. I want to try and get him to, like, I want to try and get out of needing to go with and just, like, whatever he wants me to do or whatever he's trying to say or whatever, like, whatever this person wants, get him to offer that up here.
That is definitely a manipulate song.
Yeah. Okay. No. 12 would be amazing right now.
Do I see some luck point?
Yeah, I'd like to maybe not be using my luck.
For my fortunes that I rolled at the beginning of this mystery, I could give somebody a +1 forward. I'm going to give it to Gray.
Okay. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, fuck.
You got +1 for me?
Yeah. That was actually really bad, though.
Mm.
So.
How bad do you want it, Gray?
Oh, boy. And I. Well. I'm going to have to use a luck.
Okay. How many luck points are you down now?
I have two left.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. All right. So, with that, it is treated as an automatic 12.
I have advanced.
Which you are advanced in. So, not only do they do what you want right now, they also become your ally for the rest of the mystery, or if you do enough for them permanently. So, what are you telling them to convince them that you are a man of your word, that you will come with them on your own terms?
I will tell them this. I'm not sure with which organization you're trying to come after me for or from, but understand this. I am a businessman. I have to be out here conducting my business. I will not act against you. Whatever it is that you are asking of me, or whatever it is you want me to know, you can tell me here. If it's something you'd like for me to do, well, like I said, I'm a businessman. I'm sure we can work out a fair deal.
And the man known as Noir considers your words, and the man known as Midnight then and whispers, not enough for you to hear, Mrs. Black will not like this. And Noir holds up a hand. These are sensitive matters, not only for ourselves, but for self. When you are ready, contact me. Pulls out a business and it is all black, but when you tilt it in the light, there's embossing. And he nods to Mr. Midnight and says, good day, Mr. Grayson. They walk towards the car. They get in and they roll out this small parking lot and they are gone.
What do they want, Gray?
I don't know yet. We'll find out soon enough.
Are they part of what you're part of? Something different.
Somewhere along those lines.
Was I close enough that I could have read their mind?
Yeah, I would say so.
I'm not going to put words in their head. I'm just listening.
Okay, yeah. So you have to roll for it, or you just read their head? Okay. Reading their minds, it's very strange. They're both very businesslike and almost robotic. And you hear, and I think you probably focus on Noir because he's clearly leading the conversation. And you hear him think to himself, Mrs. Black will not like, we need to get Grayson back to headquarters. I wonder if he knows where Gemma is. And yeah, I think that's probably the gist of what you read off of him. Very confined to the conversation. You probably also get glimpses of the conversation that Ray had. And so I will say that everything that was just said to me, Ray, you do know as well. Are you doing anything, Ray?
Oh, not right now.
Yeah. Rest of you, are you just packing up and getting ready to head? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you pack up your vehicle and start heading down the highway. Are you driving? You are starting to exit Minneapolis when a vehicle shoots past you. And you are just like, wow, I thought I was speeding. As it revs and speeds up. But then it seems to kind of slow down in front of you. And you are about to pass it. I'm like, damn, like, shitty driver cutting me off. But you realize you can't because there's another vehicle that is pulled up along and one that is being. And you hear pop, pop, pop. Gunshots start firing off, and the back window shatters. You are now being forced off the road by these other cars that had cut you off. And you all look around, bewildered by what is happening. And you, Olivia, you look in your rearview mirror to see who is shooting at you, and you stop, and you lose your breath. This is way too early. This is way too fresh, because when you look in the rearview mirror, you see the sinister, smiling face of Henrietta kills 100.
I'm sorry, what?
And that is where we're end tonight. Thank you all for joining us tonight for
Travis, a lot of
twists and turns. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope to see you next week. Can't wait to see you on our next great campaign. Good night, everyone.
We should.
Oh my God. Bye.
Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week. Make sure that whatever platform you're watching or listening on, you are following and or subscribing. If for those of you on YouTube, make sure you go down below and let us know what you thought with a comment and give us a like if you could. Subscribing, hit that bell. If you're on any of our podcast platforms, make sure you are following. And if any of them allow you to comment, go ahead and do so. We do pay attention, and it helps us to know where to go forward.